Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend. That is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. As we celebrate Mom on a Bad Choice Friday with LL Cool J. Only two lyrics through the entire song.
Yeah, basically.
Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Hello, Cool J.
It's called a chorus, dude.
Mama said knock you out. Take it on the one and only Mr. T.
There is no other.
It's not even singing.
So treat her right.
To him, he's singing.
Mother,
you gonna tell Mr. T that?
Yeah.
My mother. So treat her right. Treat her right.
I don't know if the texter was being serious or not, but he said that someone either mugged or assaulted Mr. T's mom, and they've never found the guy. He's never been.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, is that for real? Or is it like a Chuck Norris thing?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. Will it be Mr. T? Treat your mother right. We sure hope so. Or LL Cool J, Mama said knock you out. Are we getting any closer for Mr. T on the voting?
Yes.
Is he coming on?
Unfortunately, yes.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
This is audio genius right here, man.
Yeah, LL Cool J's the man. I want to hear LL.
I want to hear Mr. T. I've heard LL. I've never heard
I've heard LL plenty, man.
Yeah.
And I like the dude. I do. I'm just have not had enough Mr. T music in my life.
I bet those two have hung out before. Would you guess?
Yeah.
I mean, they're close enough time-wise. It's been a decade or so,
probably.
I mean, LL, so he gets pretty popular late 80s, very early 90s. So you're right. They would have crossed paths.
Easily.
You would think so. Okay. Plus, I mean.
I like your music, fool.
Yeah.
This is so stupid.
Complete opposite song, so.
He's got backup dancers, singers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, he's got the whole thing. Mr. T, bro.
Is he wearing a leotard?
You know, I don't know. But there's a good chance at this time that he's rocking a leotard.
Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Boo, bitches. My granddaughter, Lila Mae, is 7 years old today. Could you get Coach Ted talking up being seven, a fart montage, and a what was that? Happy birthday, Layla. Love, Papa Doug. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
All right, you're seven. A lot of big things happening there. I think seven, you kind of got a grasp on the reading now. So yep. You do that. Now also, you're seven. Time for some personal responsibility. Now you can look your parents in the face tonight, kid, and say, hey, I'm seven. I'm getting bottomless fries and a milkshake. But just do them a favor. The movie you watch, can we make it a Pixar one? No more Disney stuff.
Yes.
7 years old. Can I get a what the F is that, bro? Guys, please help my wife, Ninja Jackie, celebrate her 30-some-odd number of trips around the sun today. After two kids and being married to me, she's still kicking ass and being awesome. Would you please have Coach Ted help her close out her 30s with two kids under three and a character-building husband? Also, birthday advice from the captain and some karate kicks for good measure. That from her challenge of a husband, Topher.
All right. She in the late 30s there?
Looks that way.
Rounded 40. Well, I'll tell you what, you'd probably look a lot less older if you didn't have this annoying-ass husband. It's a nice way to put it, dude. What a character-building husband. I say you get hammered tonight, you tell him what you really think. And if you don't drink, then tell him what you really think.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. Ninja Jackie, I remember you. Have you ever told your husband about when you auditioned to be a mascot? No? Well, Ninja Jackie had a cereal. Well, the milk was on the inside, you see, but she wanted to call them Ninja Jackie offs. We said we can't do that. Crunch Berries.
Gosh, happy birthday. Shout out to my husband, Rob. He is the best dad to our three kiddos, hardworking firefighter, and amazing husband.
Not one of those lazy firefighters.
Yeah, 36 today.
Let it burn, man.
I don't feel like going in. Let it burn.
Can we get a big wet fart in the Dirty Germans freestyling, but talking about firefighting? Oh, thanks, guys. That from Tristan.
Yeah, that's what my hose sounds like when it's draining.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's a fireman. I just like them without the jacket on. There's no shirt. Sometimes I like just the boots. It's the big suspenders. So they know how to handle hoses. They ride in trucks and they like to...
Guys, love the show. Can I get a birthday shout-out for my 37th birthday? How about a big old bong rip and the Dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa. I want to see how you put ZV in Vanessa.
Yeah, you know how I know she's loud in bed?
How?
It's because she spells her name with all caps.
Yeah.
You know she's loud in bed, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Read the email the way it's written. Hey, guys, I love your show. Oh, hey, guys, love your show. Can I get a birthday shout out for my 37th birthday of Bong Toke and the Dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. Vanessa! Why did we capitalize every letter, Vanessa?
I don't know. It's kind of weird, right?
It is weird. Yeah.
Emails for the hearing impaired.
Let's see here, guys.
Pablo English!
Request for my dad, Brad's 58th birthday. A few things, please. For Brad, please play these sound effects, Mike. Hey, your penis is too small. Some green beans, please.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
And the Dirty Germans talking about navigating your late 50s, especially when you take care of a hyperactive French bulldog named Bella. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, your first problem is that you have a French bulldog. We have found that the French, not so fantastic in bed. Tonight, I will be your German bulldog. Rough.
Yeah, it's a French bulldog, so the tongue's always involved. Wherever it ends up.
You know where it ends up.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here before we get to Ted versus the FCC. It says, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Physical confrontations is the subject. Cool. Guys, behind a couple days there on the podcast on the Odyssey app, thought you filthy animals would enjoy this one. At my last job, some contractors got into it. Ended up on the news. One of the workers had been fired. The worker comes back to our site a couple days later and started beating his former coworkers with an extension cord.
No.
Then he pulled a gun, handed the extension cord to each of the former coworkers, forcing them to hit each other with said extension cords.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. That from Jake, fortunately, in North Carolina.
Good Lord, man.
No, you whip him or I'll shoot you.
Jesus. With an extension cord. What's up with people whipping people? The guy with the belt the other day in the pirate game, people are just whipping people now. Guys, listening to yesterday's show, Tough Jobs, you guys talking about joining the military. I wanted to point out one thing for thrill.
Oh, cool.
There are service members whose job, MOS, is to be in the military band, and base is an option. I was in medical when I served and treated some of them. Talking to them, it sounded like a large number of their days was to show up, exercise, group band practice, then practicing on their own before going home. I thought that would be at least of some interest to you. Take care and hope you all have a great weekend. That from Paul the OT.
That is interesting, except that you treated them in a medical facility. But that's the point of his email. Like, oh, man, look, you'll be fine.
So you're saying it's dangerous.
I met them in the medical. Right. You're still a Marine, man. I get what you're saying. And, yes, I'd probably join the Marine band, but it's not like, yeah, man, I'm not going on deployment. I'm playing bass.
Well, they all have a band.
Well, I know. I think the Marines loosened it up as far as I have heard anyway, as far as, like, plug-in instruments.
Yeah, Ted. What do you mean? So, like, a marching band? Like, are we talking about? You guys are on stage playing cover songs.
Probably just playing cover songs or
right,
whatever.
But they have an actual military band.
Oh, yeah. Huh. For sure.
I did not. I figure a marching band, yes.
Now, I remember a Marine recruiter telling me that at, like, 17, whatever. And I'm like, well, I play bass. And I remember he was quick to go, hey, we got a program for you, man. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
I was like, yeah, that'll get me in.
I mean, sure.
That was his last thing.
I wouldn't even know how to go through that interview. I got no skill sets for you. Like, as far as the military goes,
No. But did you never go to a recruiting office or think about it?
I mean, that's the whole thing. They're like, look, you don't really know anything. We know that. You're soft. You're slow. You're stupid.
Right, they're recruiters. So, basically, whatever you say you're into, they have something for you. Especially the Army. You got to remember, the Army, besides, you know, you got airborne and this and that, a lot of troops. But basically, the Army's set up to, it could take over the country. So, like, a lot of the Army is just normal-ass jobs.
Okay.
But if you go in and say, I don't know, I thought about being a cop. Well, why don't you go to this school? Join the Army, you could be a military police. So, like, right, thrill being like, I play the bass. Great.
Quick. Yeah,
we got a band. You could do that with us, too.
He was that fast.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, let's see here. A couple extras. Bachola's catching up on the podcast here on the Odyssey app, and I'm way behind. I've been a podcast listener for a number of years now. Long enough to remember Miles' promise of karaoke to whoever got rid of the slideshow on websites.
I remember
that. They are gone. They're slowly going away.
Yeah.
So maybe I hooked somebody up.
I'll never tell.
That's right. As long as the slideshow's not there, who cares? Well, I've been saying the same thing about whoever made your show a full episode. Finally, I don't have to go hour by hour. Just let me know who I owe. Trying to come see you guys on the Men's Room World Tour sometime this year, if I can talk my fiance into making the trip. But honestly, congratulations, guys, on 20 years. I have been a podcast listener for about 19 of them.
Damn.
Y'all have kept me laughing through a lot of life. Much love. That from Derek in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, thank you, man.
People are loving the all-in-one podcast.
They are. Man. So they all owe mouth hugs to our boy Tim over there, as well as Dan from corporate, who said, how come we're not doing this?
It's because Dan from corporate wanted a mouth hug.
That's right. Don't be
so fooled. Okay, so we've got all things considered on that daily podcast. We have the individual segments.
Correct. All 4 hour segments.
All right. Then we have the shot of the day, individual segments.
Oh, that's gone up too there, Miles.
Okay, we've got more of those.
Yeah. So now I'm gonna go from the top down. So you got the full length podcast there at the very top of every single day. Beyond that, we've got 4 individual hours of the podcast, just in case maybe you want to skip the phone calls, maybe you want to skip emails, whatever you want to do. Then beyond that, we have 8 segmented podcasts that are all about 10 minutes long-ish, and they feature calls, they feature the shot of the day, they feature some headlines, they feature whatever B topic that we're doing for the day. So
then we have our then we have our weekly podcast, which is about an hour, right, of the best of the week.
Exactly, and that's also starting to move over into the daily podcast feed as well.
Okay, and then we've got the Men's Room Happy Hour, which is released every Friday
morning
with a daily podcast. We've got the podcast with Ted
every Wednesday,
and Matt, and that comes out on Wednesday. So we've got your podcast covered.
There you go.
You're good to go with us, man.
If you download the Odyssey app. One more thing we want to let you know, as our buddies at Black Raven, they are having their flock party tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is their Sweet 16, 16 years from noon until 8. It is absolutely free. They've got live music, Love So Deep, The Destroyers, 38 Coffin. Our friends at the Cut Shop, They'll be supplying the food there.
Nice.
I don't know if you've been to the Cut Shop. That's a great place to eat. It's just down the road, but they'll be on site.
That's a good thing.
At Black Raven tomorrow from noon until 8. So join us and them for their 16th anniversary celebration tomorrow in Woodinville. All right, let's see. I think it's time that we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws diagonal ship.
Three times fast.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll slyly sit when she draws diagonal ship.
One.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships, that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll slyly sit while she draws a diagonal ship.
Two.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To get these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly
Man, that was close.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, let's try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
We forgot that we had to give this one another shot.
We couldn't remember, so we just stayed up late, Ted. That is what did.
Yeah, we forgot the week before that, too. Either way, this is again from Brad in Linwood. His Ted versus the FCC, round two, and it goes something like this. Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws a diagonal ship. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC, you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right. All right. Damn, Shelley. Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws diagonal ships.
Three times fast.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships, that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, while sometimes she shyly sits while she drags diagonal ship.
One.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships, that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, she draws the diagonal ship.
Two.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws diagonal ship.
All I do is win.
Yeah, all right.
Mike, you have a concerned look in your face like we need a professional review on this.
I might review the tape on this one. I put in a couple dumps just to be sure.
Did you?
But I believe he still got it. So
let's come back. Can we check it over the break and then come back and
Are we going soccer or football? Are you throwing a flag or you VAR?
I'm just going to go VAR on this.
All right. So it's under review.
It's under review.
Under review.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Ted versus the FCC. We had to go back to the video booth for a official review.
Yeah, we did.
And Mike, after further review, does the play stand as called as a win, or is it a loss for Ted?
After reviewing the play, I poured over it several times, and after further review, the call on the field stands. It is a win.
There you go.
Okay.
It's the best reps in the league.
Reps in the lead.
It was close on a couple there. That's why I wasn't sure. All right, let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Me again. Thank you, Miles. ChatGPT recently breezed through a college engineering course with little to no human help.
Yeah, that because ChatGPT is a result of human help.
It is.
And right, like all of the information we have about whatever you're studying, you can access. I would hope that's what happened.
Have you guys messed around with that at all?
No.
I haven't, no.
I was telling Mike last weekend, me and my buddy were
looking up. It came up with some really good questions of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was kind of brutal to read about myself.
Oh.
And then,
what was it saying about yourself?
It said my style of humor is, what, like self-deprecating, funny, like beer-fueled chaos.
Okay.
And then it was like a Ted Smith-style joke.
Okay.
And it was like, the doctor says...
Oh, do you not need the writers anymore? You're all ChatGPT
now?
Yeah,
it was just like a joke I would say, and it was something, you know, like, I don't know, like, I'm drinking margaritas every day, and the doctor... Somebody's like, well, I'd tell that to the blender, doc. I was like, I would say that. But then we started doing more, and then it was like a men's room commercial. It's like in Ted's voice. I was just like, Jesus. I was like, turn it off.
That's got a little weird.
That is weird. It was creepy, man. You don't want to know what it said about you, Thrill.
I know what it said.
I'm meeting him out in the parking lot later.
I know what
on.
It said.
Jackass.
Chat this, bitch.
Yeah, that stuff scares me. Like, I should find a way to work with it, but it scares the living daylights out of me, man.
I mean, at this point, it's still a tool.
It is.
I don't know.
Hey, but so are we. It takes the human brain just 125 milliseconds to detect a sentence structure when words show up all at once.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, I don't fully know what that means, that we can detect the structure of a sentence, but...
Well, think about it. If you have to do a quick sight read...
Gotcha.
Even here at work, you know, as you look at the, you already understand what the periods are. You before you've even read the words.
Sure.
You kind of understand what it is they're looking for.
Well, for the most part, it's certainly in, you know, the language that you understand. You know the way that things, for the most part, are going to be framed.
Right.
And so you can kind of generally figure out where it's going to.
Sure.
The problem. You guys ever read something that is just poorly written?
I've seen it reread it like 7 times, and you realize, oh, I'm not the problem.
Yeah. I tried to get into a little bit of voiceover work for a while there, and so I made a couple voiceovers for a YouTube channel that was like a top 5 channel, something like that. Like, it didn't get a single view. Like,
right.
They didn't get anything, but I made a little bit on it. But the scripts that they would send me, they'd send me like 6 at a time, And they were written so poorly. Like, I had to go over, like, one script took me about an hour to get through, just as far as, like, editing and all that, just because they were so poorly written. Like, I had to do some edits on them just to make it sound good.
A sales guy like that, and he knew. And, you know, he would get some client, and he's like, hey, man, they want you to read it. I'm like, all right, cool. So he would send over the scripts, and I would go back to this guy and be like, yo, Smalls, man, do me a favor. And it didn't matter the client, right? We worked with the guy for like 15 years, whatever. Right. Did not matter the client. Did not matter what it was about. I'm like, can you not write scripts? Because I'm telling you point blank, I'm not reading this as you wrote it. Not because it sounds offensive, none of that. Because I would sound so stupid.
Right.
I mean, he's like, nah, man, I just type them up. I know you're going to change it anyway. So I realized after a couple years, he sent the script because he has to, like, for work protocol.
Right.
He knew damn well.
Here's a bare-bones read for you.
And, right, he would have you me figure it out. I'm like, all right, well played, man. Yeah. Well played.
There's now a robotic dog that can swim just like a golden retriever.
What's the point of having a robot dog?
I thought the exact same thing when I read it, Ted. You know, it shows it out there in the water, and it's just paddling while it's out there. Like, why?
But they're not furry. They're not nice to touch.
No.
That's what I mean. Part of your interaction with the dog is like, right, they're happy to see you and all that kind of crap. But at some point, you know, my dog's on her back, on her belly, and I'm rubbing her belly, she's on the sofa. And like, that's where you're kind of communing. You
maybe
know
they're
mean?
Trying to make some sort of amphibious drone that they can send from the land to the water to help people.
I'm sure they've already done that.
Study crap, or I don't know. Dude.
Well, like, my buddy Cobb lives down in Austin. He's like, I saw one of those dogs on the street the other day. I'm like, outside of just owning one to own one, I'm like, I don't understand. Like, why would you want a robot dog?
You're just flexing at that point.
Right. It has no personality.
Right.
No chick's going to be like, I like your robot dog.
Right. I would think that would have the opposite of the desired effect. You clearly have a lot of money that you're willing to blow on just garbage. But
right. And you bought this.
Yeah.
I would get it, like, maybe for a service animal. Not emotional support, but service.
There you go.
And I could fathom, right? Like, the military using them.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to have humans find the mines or the IEDs. Let's let a robot do it. But, yeah, I don't know. Robot dog says, I don't have friends.
Yeah.
But I got a robot dog.
I'm not going to lie, though, man.
I'm so bad at personal interaction. I got a robot dog.
I'm not going to lie, though. When you put it like that, like, I already feel bad for the damn things when they're doing the tests of balance where they try to kick the damn thing over and stumbles all over the place and it looks like a kick dog. I would feel bad about sending it into a minefield to get blown up.
You're going to feel bad.
Why? Because it looks a little too real for me.
But it's either a robot dog or a human,
I'm
Mike.
I'm aware of that, Ted.
But he doesn't like Jeff.
I'm not saying I would put Jeff over the doggone robot dog. I'm saying I still feel a little bit bad. Like, oh, poor guy.
I don't.
Did you see the robot freak out on the guy? And I believe it was China, okay?
All right.
So, and they had a video of it. And it's basically a humanoid looking robot. And it kind of hangs on this hook until they need it. So the guy went over to unhook the thing. So he starts this robot up. I don't know what it was mad about, but this thing starts taking swings at him. But like, it absolutely freaks the hell out. And luckily, another guy kind of snuck around the back and said, deactivated it. But I was like, okay, that's not good,
See,
man.
See, this is why we've been taught for years not to play with doggone robots. Because they do this crap, man. You ever seen them get pushed over, though?
Oh, yeah. Kind of funny.
Kind of funny. All right.
We work with someone who I want to do that to.
You think they won't be able to get up?
Well, just the way they walk. Very robotic. They try to run down the hall. And you know who. Boston Dynamics. Yeah. You seem to be able to get up or just...
I'm not positive. All right. NASA scientists... I'm still not positive who you're talking about. I got to wait till the break. NASA scientists say that intergalactic travel could be a reality in the next century.
They've been saying that for the last century. That's the show I was talking about.
Yes.
They go down. They're staying down.
Real quick, what is intergalactic travel?
So we are in the Milky Way galaxy. The next one is Andromeda, I believe, is next to us. By the time,
oh, I see. Going from those to those.
Yeah. Correct. And in Star Trek, it is very much an easy thing. You know,
just press a button.
Right.
Just press a button, man.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to fold space, essentially, is what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to figure it out, but they're like, actually, we can. Like, oh, okay.
They've been working on it for like 20 years.
Yeah. So, which, you know what?
It would require less energy than trying to hit a certain speed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, cool, but how do you do it?
Right, because Einstein figured out that achieving the speed of light
takes infinite energy.
With anything that has any kind of mass cannot do it because, right, the faster you go, the heavier you weigh, therefore the more force it takes to get you to travel that far. Nothing with mass can actually achieve speed of light. They're right. Like, actually, there's a flaw in his logic. So, right. but that's how science works. You say, yeah. Wait a minute, that's wrong, and now I can prove it.
That's the joy of being a scientist, I think. When you can prove something wrong.
If it has, the faster it goes, the more mass it accumulates.
The more it weighs.
So that's like the opposite of a body.
What do you mean?
Nobody gains weight running.
Sometimes you gain weight, but think about your impact. So if you're running 100 miles an hour, Ted's going to have a much different delivery to a car, say, than if you walk into the car.
Oh, I could go through a wall. So in a sense,
acceleration kind of equals your mass. That's all E equals. So the faster you, put it this way. If I touch your face with my fist, I've touched your face. If I throw a punch, right, my hands are moving faster.
I've put this
It's like football, right?
Right.
Like linemen have collisions, but if you're a linebacker or a free safety,
right,
charging from 20 yards away.
Right.
And think about it. They weigh less than the linemen, but because of the speed they're going, they do more damage at the point of impact. Mm.
Scientists in China have successfully bounced a laser signal off of a satellite orbiting the moon, paving the way for a change in communication through space.
Nah, they've been working on that one.
They have.
You got a lot of space stuff today, Mike.
A lot of space stuff today. I thought the same thing.
Space stuff with Mike.
Because the space stuff coming down pretty soon, right?
Because
sooner or later.
NASA's been working with like radio signals to basically communicate with people in space for the longest time. But
then you go dark.
Right.
If you're on the other side of the moon, right?
You have bandwidth issues. It's not exactly reliable. Whereas they're saying lasers, if we can get that one moving, which they're really, really working on and getting very close to, that's going to be a much more efficient. Absolutely. Your money. Well, gents, we talked about the hardest words in the English language to say yesterday, and I decided let's go a little bit further there, and let's just go with ones that are outdated.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room Top 10!
10 or more phrases we still use today that came from outdated jobs. Here's an outdated job. The town crier. They provided the townsfolk in medieval England with the most recent announcements, news, and information. Since many people were illiterate or couldn't read, nowadays the town crier is Harriet. That just beyond her prime barfly that sits at a saloon batting eyes at everything with a heartbeat. The only thing drier than the martinis in front of her would be her overgrown tumbleweed. Positive Friday. God,
Jesus.
God, all Jason.
Provincetown in Cape Cod, they still have a town crier.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. So these are phrases that we still use today that come from outdated professions. Let's see if you guys can get this one. So when you're measuring up somebody's ability, you say that they are worth their salt. Does anybody know where that comes from?
The salt trade? How much something was worth?
Old Rome relates to what? Give you salt as currency?
That's exactly
right. To preserve
your
food.
In ancient Rome, soldiers received part of their payment as a salt allowance called salarium. Let's see here. Being worth your salt meant that you deserved your pay, and though nobody gets mineral supplements as compensation anymore, we haven't abandoned this salty linguistic relic. So there you go.
If you're worth Can you imagine if your boss came in and goes, Christmas bonus, salt!
Here's some salt, buddy.
Sea salt.
It's pink.
Maybe you had a hard week at work. You were put through the ringer. Anybody know where that one comes from? Put through the ringer.
Yeah, wash your clothes.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Before the invention of electric washing machines, individuals used hand-cranked ringers to squeeze water from damp clothing.
Ever seen one?
Oh, yeah.
My grandparents have them.
They're wild, man.
Yeah, two big rubber things, and you just stick it in there and crank it.
Exactly. Let's see here.
Are those big with the trad wives?
Probably.
I know racism is, so I figured they're doing that.
There's also electric ones, too.
Oh.
That just run by themselves.
But that still doesn't count.
Yeah, I know. Come on, if you're going to be a trad wife, crank that damn thing.
Trad dude, traditional dude.
Yeah. Your wild card friend. He's a loose cannon.
Oh, poker.
No.
Oh.
Poker.
Yeah, there's wild cards of poker.
Sorry, no.
He's a loose cannon.
The term is loose cannon.
I'm guessing Civil War or something. I don't know.
So maybe it's like on a ship. Segue mouse.
You guys are getting it right. Exactly. So let's see here. On wooden warships, cannons were not stationary fixtures. They were secured to the deck with complex rope systems. A cannon breaking loose from its restraints would roll dangerously across the deck, potentially causing catastrophic damage or even death.
Okay,
They're a loose cannon. This one is used more in the UK. It's another term for being fired.
Sacked.
Getting sacked. So does anybody know where the term getting sacked comes from? Again, these are phrases that we still use today that came from outdated jobs.
You played a tap sack when you lost your job.
Grocery employee. I don't
know. No, that's from the medieval times. You got fired, they'd put you in a brown sack and throw you out of a window.
God, you guys are all taking this way too far. Factory and agricultural workers typically carried their tools in sacks or bags.
Ugh.
When fired, they would receive their sack, a clear signal to pack up and leave the premises immediately.
Hmm. When I was at DeMatha, they opened a second new building called the Student Activity Center.
Okay.
Why would you, an all-boys school, you're going to name a building the sack?
No kidding.
Oh, we had so much fun with it.
When you're getting the best of somebody, you're getting the upper hand. Anybody know where the upper hand came from?
Hot potato. I have no idea.
Medieval millers controlled grinding stones using a wooden handle, and whoever placed their hand on top commanded the operation's speed and quality. So having the upper hand in negotiations continues to symbolize advantage and control. Exactly. Maybe you got an issue with somebody. You walk in. You got a bone to pick. Anybody know where bone to pick comes from?
I mean, maybe it's like the original toothpick?
They didn't get enough food or something like that?
Pretty much, you're tracking there, Steve. So traditional butchers sometimes offered customers meat bones with scraps still attached. Small bonus with the purchase there. Having a bone to pick evolved to mean something, meaning something uncomfortable to discuss. So basically it's...
You're poor.
There's still more on this bone that we got to get off.
Okay.
I've got a bone to pick with you. It's not clean yet. We got to fix this thing. The thumbs up. The standard thumbs up. Anybody know where that came from? Oh, it's Ted. You have assumed the position, my man.
I mean, I'm guessing if somebody's going to live or die.
Exactly. Roman gladiatorial contests supposedly concluded with crowds giving a thumbs up or thumbs down gestures to determine a fighter's fate. While historians debate the historical accuracy of this specific gesture, the thumbs up has transcended its controversial origins to become universally recognized as approval.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want to, but that would be a wild amount of power to just be sitting there and be like, oh, no, he's done.
Not get him out.
Kill him.
I'm bored.
Yeah. Have him fight the lion next.
Exactly.
How long would you take to orient your thumb?
Right, because everyone's looking at you, so you like you kind of start it in the middle.
Ted's a showman.
Oh, you get to the wait, it looks like it's naked. Oh, we just don't know.
Right, Ted's a
I'll
showman.
I'll let you know after I go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, I'd have it out there for a while.
You start like pumping up the crowd, like, come on, what do you guys want?
Show me his wife.
Oh,
kill him,
dude.
Bring her.
Somebody just popped off out of nowhere. It's known as flying off the handle. Where does anybody, where do we get flying off the handle?
You're holding on to a swing or a merry-go-round.
I like
boom,
it.
You get chucked off.
It actually comes from axes. So early axes were not single solid pieces, but rather two-part tools. Wooden handles sometimes separated from the metal heads during vigorous use, creating legitimately dangerous situations.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, someone flying off the handle, they lose his control suddenly, potentially causing harm.
That makes sense.
Doggone blade flying at you there. Pulling out all the stops.
Runaway train.
Runaway train, that's not a bad call. It's actually musically inclined.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Pipe organs.
Oh.
They contain mechanical components called stops that organists manipulate to control airflow through different pipe sets. Pulling out all available stops produces maximum volume and tonal richness.
Gotcha.
So enjoy that. How about getting the boot?
Getting the boot.
Getting the boot.
Getting kicked out?
Mounted knights reportedly use their boots to literally kick subordinates as a form of dismissal. An unpleasant practice that evolved into our own modern expression for being forcibly removed. You got the boot.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Thank you for your help.
Another name for the midnight shift. We call it...
Graveyard.
The graveyard shift. Where did the graveyard shift come from?
Because they're working in a graveyard?
Exactly. Night watchmen at cemeteries worked at what became known as the graveyard shift to prevent body snatching, a surprisingly common problem throughout the 18th and 19th centuries when medical schools created demand for cadavers. Today, it simply refers to overnight working hours. I would also venture a guess that working graveyard shift is also where Saved by the Bell comes from. Have you guys heard this one?
No.
You haven't heard? Okay, this isn't on my list, but I have heard this one. So, medical science wasn't exact back in the day, and sometimes, I don't know how, but people would be buried mistakenly. They were thought to be dead, but they weren't, and so they would end up in a coffin. They would end up down in the ground 6 feet under, and I don't know how they figured out that people started waking up, but they did. So, what they did is that when they would bury somebody...
thumbs up.
When they started burying people, they would actually strap a bell on a string to their wrist. The string would go all the way up to the ground level, and there would be a bell on that side. So if you were still alive and you started flailing around, that bell would start ringing. Then the graveyard worker would just all of a sudden hear a ringing bell, and they could go dig your ass out before you suffocated.
I wonder what the time limit is on that.
Damn. No kidding, dude. Not much.
Right.
Not much. And then I'll leave you with this last one, the last phrase that we still use today that came from an outdated job. Oh, thank you, sir. Drum roller. And this isn't an outdated job, but when you're going to quit, you're going to throw in the towel.
Yeah?
Boxing?
Boxing. You're absolutely right. Boxing trainers would literally toss a towel into the ring to surrender, protecting their fighter from further punishment when continuing seemed futile.
You know, throw if Rocky had done that, Apollo would be alive, man.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Throw the towel.
But he promised him he wouldn't.
When's the last time a towel was thrown into a ring? Like, I've watched UFC. I've watched a little bit of boxing. I don't think I've seen an actual... Like, I've seen it waved off.
You're right.
Right. Now, it's happened a couple times. Generally, it's a little less. Like, you won't know the fighters as much.
Sure.
But, I mean, the ref is not paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, to the point that the corner's like, yo, we're going to stop this fight.
Right.
This
the trainer's saying, no, we need to get Scotty.
MMA refs are pretty good about
stopping fights when they should. That's the issue with boxing. Is there's a lot of guys who are, as quote-unquote, dead on their feet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their bell is rung. But they're so trained well, they will stand there and keep fighting. So I think in boxing, you have more of an app for the trainer to be like, oh, he's not here. I got to throw in the towel.
Right.
Damn. An officer in Louisville was terminated from his position for liking the way he looked a little too much there, Miles.
Why is that?
I'll tell you about it in 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, but we made it to the weekend and drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Mr. Robert Rose of Cleveland, Ohio. Now, Robert, he's an Uber driver. That's all you need to know. Well, an Uber rider called 911 and said that the driver boasted about having drugs stashed in fake aerosol cans in the car. Why you would offer this information, I do not know. But the cops ended up tracking the Uber driver down, and sure enough, they found a can which was filled with 24 grams of meth, along with pills, a meth pipe, a digital scale, packaging baggies, cash, and three cell phones. Now the driver, as you probably figured out, was in fact our boy Roberts. But in addition to being an idiot and telling people about your drug stash, we're toasting Robert because he was also wearing a shirt that read, Retired Drug Dealer.
Jesus. I saw that.
Yeah, just assuming he came out of retirement, but like, Jesus, man. Shut up. Just shut up. And again, Mike, there should be an extra $100 charge for being stupid.
Yes, sir. Yeah, look, those shirts are funny. You gotta, I'd be out of the game.
Yeah, for real.
Right?
Like, if I wear a shirt that says I have drugs on me, I do not.
Bag of drugs.
Drugs on me. Yeah, bag of drugs. And what do they find inside?
Drugs.
Yeah. Stop it, people. You're not clever. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Tell the hola, bitchola. Your winner on a Mother's Day-inspired Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.